Nehemiah chapter 3. Then the high priest Eliashib set to work with his fellow priests and rebuilt the sheep gate. They consecrated it and set up its doors. They consecrated it as far as the Tower of the Hundred and as far as the Tower of Hananel. And the men of Jericho built next to him, and next to them Zaccur son of Imri built. The sons of Hasanaah built the fish gate. They laid its beams and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. Next to them, Merimoth, son of Uriah, son of Hakoz, made repairs. Next to them, Meshullam, son of Berechiah, son of Meshezabel, made repairs. Next to them, Zadok, son of Baana, made repairs. Next to them, the Tekoites made repairs. But their nobles would not put their shoulders to the work of their lord. Joiada, son of Paseah and Meshullam, son of Besadiah, repaired the old gate. They laid its beams and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. Next to them repairs were made by Melatiah the Gibeonite and Jadon the Merodonite, the men of Gibeon and of Mizpah, who were under the jurisdiction of the governor of the province beyond the river. Next to them, Uzziel, son of Harhiah, one of the goldsmiths, made repairs. Next to him, Hananiah, one of the perfumers, made repairs, and they restored Jerusalem as far as the broad wall. Next to them, Rephaiah, son of Hur, ruler of half the district of Jerusalem, made repairs. Next to them, Jediah, son of Harumaph, made repairs opposite his house, and next to him, Hattush, son of Hashabniah, made repairs. Malchijah, son of Harim, and Hashub, son of Pahath-Mohab, repaired another section and the Tower of the Ovens. Next to him, Shalom, son of Halohash, ruler of half the district of Jerusalem, made repairs, he and his daughters. Hanun and the inhabitants of Zanoah repaired the valley gate. They rebuilt it and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars, and repaired 1,000 cubits of the wall as far as the Dung Gate. Malchijah, son of Rechab, ruler of the district of Beth-Hakerem, repaired the Dung Gate. He rebuilt it and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. And Shalom, son of Kolhoze, ruler of the district of Mizpah, repaired the Fountain Gate. He rebuilt it and covered it, and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars. And he built the wall of the pool of Shelah, of the king's garden, as far as the stairs that go down from the city of David. After him, Nehemiah, son of Azbuk, ruler of half the district of Bethsur, repaired from a point opposite the graves of David, as far as the artificial pool and the house of the warriors. After him, the Levites made repairs. Rehum, son of Bani, next to him Hashabiah, ruler of half the district of Keilah, made repairs for his district. After him their kin made repairs. Binui, son of Henadad, ruler of half the district of Keilah. Next to him Ezer, son of Jeshua, ruler of Mizpah, repaired another section opposite the ascent to the armory at the angle. After him, Baruch, son of Zabai, repaired another section from the angle to the door of the house of the high priest Eliashib. After him, Merimoth, son of Uriah, son of Hakoz, repaired another section from the door of the house of Eliashib to the end of the house of Eliashib. After him, the priests, the men of the surrounding area, made repairs. After them, Benjamin and Hashub made repairs opposite their house. After them, Azariah, son of Maasiah, son of Ananiah, made repairs besides his own house. After him, Binui, son of Henadad, repaired another section from the house of Azariah to the angle and to the corner. Palal, son of Uzai, repaired opposite the angle and the tower projecting from the upper house of the king at the court of the guard. After him, Padiah, son of Parash, and the temple servants living on Ophel, made repairs up to a point opposite the water gate on the east and the projecting tower. After him, the Tekoites repaired another section opposite the great projecting tower as far as the wall of Ophel. Above the horse gate, the priests made repairs, each one opposite his own house. After them, Zadok, son of Immer, made repairs opposite his own house. After him, Shemaiah, son of Shechaniah, the keeper of the east gate, made repairs. After him, Hananiah, son of Shelemiah, and Hanun, sixth son of Zalaph, repaired another section. After him, Meshallam, son of Berechiah, made repairs opposite his living quarters. After him, Malchijah, one of the goldsmiths, made repairs as far as the house of the temple servants and of the merchants, opposite the muster gate, and to the upper room of the corner, and between the upper room of the corner and the sheep gate, the goldsmiths and the merchants made repairs. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And now, Heavenly Father, as we look into your word, help us to make sense of this seeming jumble of names and to learn from this inspired scripture, as from every scripture inspired by you. Amen. As we continue with this series of sermons on Nehemiah, I hope there's one question you are increasingly thinking about. How can I play my part in the growth of churches in England? Churches are beginning to grow again all over the country. How can we, each of us, play our part under God in that growth, and especially here at All Saints Crowborough? Here in Nehemiah chapter 3, the date is about 446 BC. The previous 100 or more years had been very difficult for the people of God. They'd been heavily defeated, almost wiped out. The number of Jews in their homeland and worshipping in their rebuilt temple was very small. But Nehemiah knew he was sent to build up the people of God, to restore the walls, certainly, to rebuild the confidence, the morale of the people, but also to grow their number. And there are strong, strong parallels between Nehemiah's day and ours. The last 100 years have been very difficult for the church in this country. In 1914, the First World War broke out, and many people turned away from Christ during that war. And now, 100 years on, the book of Nehemiah tells us it's time to rebuild the church. And all over England we are beginning to see this happen, especially, but by no means only, in London. And as we listen to God's word in this book of Nehemiah, I hope you're asking and praying about the question, how can we play our part? How can I play my part in the growth of churches in England? And this chapter 3 has a very clear answer. By everyone working together. In this chapter there are about 40 named individuals and groups of people. Not one of them is described as a professional builder. Yet they were all side by side at work, building, repairing, setting up doors and gates. And that's how the city of God got built. The churches in this country will not grow if active witnessing for Christ is left to the so-called professionals. All Saints Crowborough will not grow if the work of talking to friends about Jesus and inviting friends to church is left to John T. Rupert and me. But the churches in this country will grow under God when everyone, every member of the church, is working together. All Saints Crowborough will grow when every member of 24/7 is looking to invite your friend to come with you to 24/7 on Sunday. We will grow when every house group is praying for each other's friends to come to the next sports quiz or the next come and see service. We will grow when every member of R&B, every member of the music group, is thinking whom you can invite when Rico Tice comes to Crowborough, and then after that to Christianity Explored, which Rico Tice wrote. We will grow when we help each other by saying, "Will you pray for my friend Jane? I'm meeting her on Saturday and hoping to speak to her about Jesus. Or, can you come round on Friday evening? I've invited two non-Christian neighbours, and I'd love another Christian to meet them and to talk to them at some stage in the evening about Christian faith." The churches in England will grow. All Saints Crowborough will grow with everyone working together, side by side. So what in more detail can we learn from Nehemiah's day about the people of God working together? You can see here families working together. Look at verse 12. Next came Shallum, son of Halohesh, ruler of half the district of Jerusalem. He made repairs, he and his daughters. Now, that was unusual. Building, even amateur building, was normally a man's job. But I guess Shallum's daughters didn't want to be left out of the exciting work of rebuilding the city of God, and so the whole family worked together. We as a family quite often invite to morning church and then Sunday lunch a family who are not yet Christian, or who used to be churchgoers and have fallen away. We did today. And after lunch, Hugh takes off the children to play with them, while Catherine and I have coffee with their parents, and we can talk with them, undisturbed, about faith in Christ. So we as a family work together. If Hugh, on his side, is wanting to invite someone at school to the school Christian Union, or a non-Christian to the summer camp, like Breeden, which he goes to, Catherine and I, of course, pray to support Hugh in his witness. When Catherine is reading the Bible one-to-one with someone who's not yet a Christian, I try to get to know that friend of hers a bit, to add my witness of friendliness, and occasionally of talking about Christ. And every time I pray for their Bible study together, it's so obvious and so effective, families working together. And then we see workers working together. In this chapter, there are a whole lot of different types of worker or groups of workers working side by side with one another. Follow it with me. It begins in verse 1. Then the high priest Eliashib set to work with his fellow priests and rebuilt the sheep gate. Two different workers come in verse 8. Next to them, Uzziel, son of Harhiah, one of the goldsmiths, made repairs. Next to him, Hananiah, one of the perfumers, made repairs. In verses 14 to 19, a whole group of rulers are working. Verse 14, Malchijah, ruler of the district of Beth Hakerem. Verse 15, Shallum, ruler of the district of Mizpah. Verse 16, Nehemiah, this is a different Nehemiah, ruler of half the district of Beth Zur, and so on. In verse 17, the Levites are making repairs together. In verse 26, the temple servants are working together. And then the last verse, verse 32, and between the upper room of the corner and the sheep gate, the goldsmiths and the merchants made repairs. There can be tremendous power in a group of Christian workers witnessing together. It might be a group of Christian teachers in a school, or a group of Christians witnessing together on a hospital staff or in a company, or commuting together on the train. Christians sitting together and not just talking to each other, but deliberately drawing non-Christians in. One Christian asks some of the non-Christians what they did over the weekend. When a non-Christian asks the same question, a Christian talks about what they learnt on Sunday about the church beginning to grow again in this country. The other Christians quietly pray. Then one of them asks a non-Christian whether he ever had a faith, for example, in childhood. And at the end of the conversation, another Christian makes a mental note to get a Gospel of Luke and give it to one of the non-Christians the next day. One who showed interest. Workers, working together, will grow the church. And then Nehemiah shows us people with different capacities working together. Look on the one hand at verse 13. Hanun and the inhabitants of Zanoah repaired the valley gate. They rebuilt it and set up its doors, its bolts, and its bars, and repaired 1,000 cubits of the wall as far as the dung gate. That's about 500 yards of wall, including the repair of a whole gate, a very major undertaking. And now look at verse 21. After him, Merimoth, son of Uriah, son of Hakoz, repaired another section from the door of the house of the Eliashib to the end of the house of Eliashib. That's not even the length of one house. But every single person is recorded because every person's work was indispensable, however big or small their capacity. Here on the left is a picture of Roger Carswell, who led our last Christian festival 15 months ago. He must in his life have led hundreds, or perhaps a few thousand people, to faith in Christ. Praise God for him. And here on the right is a rather timid lady who finds social contact generally difficult, who only manages to talk to someone about Jesus once a month, perhaps, or less, but who prays for opportunities every day to speak of her love for Jesus and his saving love for all, and who has brought a friend to several women's breakfasts and then to church, and through whom one of those friends has come, or that friend has come, to Christ. Her witness, her work for Christ, is vital too, so that the church as a whole may grow. It will happen when people with different capacities work together. And it will happen also, says Nehemiah, with people near to home and far away working together. Chapter 3 makes a point of saying that some people rebuild the walls of God's city very near their own home. Look at verse 10. Next to them, Jediah, son of Harumaph, made repairs opposite his house. And then verse 23, after them Benjamin and Hashub made repairs opposite their house. After them Azariah, son of Maasiah, son of Ananiah, made repairs beside his own house. And again, verses 28 and 29, above the horse gates, the priests made repairs, each one opposite his own house. After them Zadok, son of Immer, made repairs opposite his own house. And at the end of verse 30, after him Meshullam, son of Barakiah, made repairs opposite his living quarters. But then other workers weren't from Jerusalem at all. They were building far away from home. Verse 1 tells us about the high priest building, and then verse 2, and the men of Jericho built next to him. Jericho was a 1 or 2 days journey from Jerusalem. Or look at verse 7. Next to them repairs were made by Melatiah the Gibeonite and Jadon the Meronothite, the men of Gibeon and of Mizpah, who were under the jurisdiction of the governor of the province beyond the river. That's quite a way again, away from Jerusalem. Or again, verse 27. After him, the Tekoites repaired another section opposite the great projecting tower as far as the wall of Ophel. That's people from Tekoa, about a day's journey from Jerusalem. So, near to home and far away, again, both are essential. You may be seeking to win for Christ someone who lives very close to you, perhaps your next-door neighbour. You talk over the garden fence, or when she's just come back from visiting her mum. And you're quietly looking for opportunities to talk with her about Christian faith, or invite her in for coffee and to chat. Or you want to have a coffee morning for several neighbours with a brief Christian talk once a month. But opportunities can also come far from home. The day I began my sabbatical, I hadn't slept for 36 hours or so. I was hoping to rest on the plane. But my neighbour wanted to talk, and before the end of the flight, I had told him how I became a Christian, and he asked me why Christ had to die, and I explained how Christ took our sin on himself, and afterwards I sent him a gospel. There's a member of our church family who, before he was a Christian, was travelling on holiday in the United States. At 2 a.m, he was changing Greyhound bus, and a Christian woman got talking to him. And before he got on the new bus, she gave him a New Testament. That was how his journey to faith began. Some months later, he came to Christ. And that's how the Church of Christ grows, when we never stop working together, near to home and far away. Never stop, that's important, because Nehemiah shows us that the city of God is rebuilt because the people of God are often coming back to do more work. Look first at verse 4. Next to them, Merimoth, son of Uriah, son of Hakoz, made repairs. Now look at verse 21. After him, Merimoth, son of Uriah, son of Hakoz, repaired another section from the door of the house of Eliashib to the end of the house of Eliashib. Another section is literally a second section. Then again, verse 5, next to them the Tekoites made repairs. And compare verse 27, after him the Tekoites repaired another section, a second section, opposite the great projecting tower as far as the wall of Ophel. And then again, verse 18, after him their kin made repairs, Binui, son of Henadad, ruler of half the district of Keilah. And he comes again in verse 24. After him, Binui, son of Henadad, repaired another, second section, from the house of Azariah to the angle and to the corner. So they didn't just do some work for God, pat themselves on the back and think they'd done their best and their bit. They came back for more work. So if you've prayed for a non-Christian friend and then had the joy of talking to him or her about Christ, and to your delight he's accepted an invitation to come with you to Open to Question, you'll want to talk to another friend about faith in Christ. You'll look for further opportunities to witness. The more we share our faith, the more we want to do it. In the autumn, I decided that I would carve out time one Saturday to join the Crowborough visiting team, going door to door with a short Christian questionnaire. There I met Merlin, and had such a good time talking about Christ together that I went back and put in my diary every date I could manage when the Crowborough visiting team were getting going out. In fact, whenever we speak for Christ, we want to do it again. It's such a privilege, such a joy, the most important work in the world. Nehemiah chapter 3 is full of that joy of working for God. But there is just one discordant note in verse 5, because some people, just a few, wouldn't join the work. Look with me at verse 5. Next to them the Tekoites made repairs, but their nobles would not put their shoulders to the work of their lord. Their lord here is probably Nehemiah. Literally, they didn't bring their neck into the service of their lord. Nehemiah was urging them to get involved in the work of rebuilding the walls and regrowing the population of Jerusalem, but they were too stiff-necked, too proud, or too hard-hearted to do so. They didn't want to get involved. Last month, a survey of churchgoers was published. One of the questions they were asked was, "Do you think your church will grow over the next 12 months?" The majority said yes, a sign of the growing confidence of God's people in this country. A second question was this, "Do you expect to bring an uncommitted friend of yours to church over the next 12 months?" The majority said no. How sad God our Father must feel. How disappointed. They're too stiff-necked or too cowardly or too unconcerned about people living and dying without Christ to invite people, the people they meet, to church. Well, obviously that will slow down or perhaps hinder altogether the growth of the church. It does happen. But happily it was only one group among the people of God in Nehemiah's day. It was only, verse 5, the nobles of Tekoa. And because a vast majority of the people were involved in the work, each playing his or her part, the work was completed. It started in verse 1. Then the high priest Eliashib set to work with his fellow priests and rebuilt the sheep gate. Chapter 3 tells us about each section of wall that was rebuilt from there, working from the sheep gate counterclockwise. And look at how it ends up in verse 32. And between the upper room of the corner and the sheep gate, the goldsmiths and the merchants made repairs. So all that God had given them to do was completed. God has his plan for the churches of this country of ours, of England. God has his plan for All Saints Crowborough. It's a plan for people to hear from us about Jesus Christ. It's a plan for people in Crowborough to come into faith in Jesus Christ. It's a plan for this church, for churches up and down this country, to grow. And it will happen as all of us work together, not just one or two who are keen, but all of us. Oh, there will be a few who are stiff-necked, who are just not prepared to put their shoulders to this work, who never really get involved in praying, never really get involved in trying to invite their friends along. But if the vast majority of us are aware of God's call for us to be involved in growing his church, are praying for opportunities to speak for Christ, are looking out for opportunities to do that, are asking people that we meet what they think about Jesus Christ, then the churches in this country will be rebuilt. More and more will come to Christ. We will be more and more excited about the work of witnessing for Christ, of working together side by side in witness for Christ. And there will be joy in heaven over many sinners who repent. A prayer together. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you not only call us to work in witnessing to those around us about Jesus Christ, but you call us to work together. Thank you that you've given us each other as fellow workers and encouragers in the work, and that together, under you, we can complete the work that you give us to do. And so say this church of ours that we love of All Saints, and the church in this country, growing to your glory.